Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
Makes me kind of sad to say there are only 7 football games remaining in the NFL season. The good news is that means spring training is right around the corner and nice weather and summer, and it doesn't feel like that certainly on this Thursday with the frigid temperatures, but better outdoor days ahead. For now, it's time to hunker in with 4 big football games this weekend in the National Football League. Of course, our Kansas City Chiefs are part of that. Saturday at 3:30, it's the Bengals at the Titans. Ryan Tannehill this week saying, you know what, it hasn't been perfect, it hasn't been pretty, but here we are. They've got Henry back at running back. They've cleared that hurdle. And the Titans, while they don't really look like or feel like a number one seed in the AFC, they are. Most Chiefs fans, of course, be rooting for the Bengals. I've got a buddy who will not be rooting for the Bengals. He believes it will be easier to go to Tennessee and beat the Titans than to beat the Bengals at Arrowhead. I'm mostly just concerned about the Chiefs and the Bills. More on that one in a moment. 49ers at Packers are the Saturday night special. 49ers have pedigree, folks. A lot of people don't know this or remember this, but it was just a couple of years ago, the 49ers were the class of the NFC with this coach, this quarterback, these defensive players, and these weapons. Pedigree matters. If you're looking at the Chiefs, you can't really make an argument that they've been better than the other teams in the AFC. Certainly nobody would argue that the 49ers are better than anybody in the NFC. But if pedigree matters, if history matters, if the fact that you've been there, done that matters, and I think it does with the Chiefs, I think it matters a lot this year. If that matters, the Packers and the great Aaron Rodgers, who I think is the best player in football, have been mired in disappointments at the end of the year. I guess that's the best way to say it. They had McCarthy all those years, so it was explainable. You know, I mean, they had losing records their last couple of years. Aaron Rodgers, as the quarterback, had losing records with Mike McCarthy as his coach. I mean, it's unfathomable. Truly. I mean, seriously, if McCarthy was in Kansas City, Patrick Mahomes would probably have a losing record. It's that bad. But it has nothing to do with this game. The 49ers have pedigree. They've got experience. They've been there. They've made this playoff run before. This is the biggest line of any game. The Packers are a 6-point favorite. They've been a cover machine all year. Aaron Rodgers has been the best player in the league. 7:15 Saturday night. Sunday, 2 o'clock, it's the Rams at the Bucs. Everybody's just writing down Tampa Bay. Easy stuff, Tampa Bay, because Tampa Bay did it last year. Doesn't work like that in the NFL. They're going to have to earn it. The Rams looked really good against a Cardinals team that I don't believe in, but they looked really good. The Rams have played some really big games. They're a more dangerous team with Stafford. Stafford makes dumb decisions at quarterback, throws a couple of picks. They're in trouble. Todd Bowles, the defensive coordinator at Tampa Bay, is sensational. He may be dialing something up. This could be a 10 to 14 point Bucs win, but I expect a ball game in this one as well, and the Rams to play the Bucs really hard. And the Bills in Kansas City, toss a coin. Seems very familiar with each other. This is the 4th game in 15 months. We saw what the Bills did earlier this year to Kansas City. The Chiefs in that game had over 400 yards of offense, so the offensive output, not horrible, but 3 turnovers completely devastated the Chiefs in that game. They are incapable now of being, for the rest of the way, if you're going to win 3 to win the Super Bowl, the Chiefs are incapable of going out and committing 3 turnovers and beating anybody that's going to be remaining. It's not going to happen. Unless you take it away 3 times, it's just not going to happen. Ball security is everything from here going forward. We will see that play out. I mean, I think the game's a 50-50 game. The Chiefs are favored by 2. Vegas generally gives you a 3-point advantage for playing at home. So I think they're saying if this was neutral site, the Bills would be a 1-point favorite. Sounds right to me. As you know, my biggest fear with Buffalo is always Josh Allen running the football. It's a given in the NFL at this point in the season. The other team's quarterback is going to make some throws. He's going to complete some passes. He's going to make some big plays, and they're going to throw some touchdown passes on you. That's going to happen. These teams are really good, and that's going to happen. So we know that's going to happen. What we don't know is going to happen is when it's 3rd and 11, is Josh Allen going to take off for 32 yards and break your heart? That's the biggest weapon I worry about with the Bills and the Chiefs, 5:30, Arrowhead Stadium. Just a moment, Lee Sterling joins us to talk about the lines and the action this weekend. We'll get his thoughts on everything going on in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. It's brought to you by Back 9 Development, online at back9development.com. in Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan. TJ Vilkanskis is a tremendous builder of custom homes and developer of projects, apartment complex, commercial properties, or condominiums like the Solheim at Grandmere with a pool, workout facility, and covered parking. Online at back9development.com. Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. John Hutchins and his wife are a mom-and-pop business, and they will work hard for you to seal your driveway. He's an Air Force veteran. He's a great American patriot. He'd love to seal your driveway this spring. It'll add years to the life of your concrete. Or if you'd like that amazing garage floor, book your appointment now at 913-901-7139 for an amazing garage floor with amazinggaragefloors.net. And Finch Knife Company, online at finchknifeco.com. Available in-person retail at Teague Tractor and Farm in Belton. Hey, if you're a dealer or a retailer and you'd like to stock Finch knives like Teague Tractor and Farm do, give them a call. Just log on to finchknifeco.com, get a hold of them, ask for Spencer or Steve, and say, we'd like to stock your knives. They'd be honored to have their knives in your store. These are unbelievable pocket knives. 6 to 8 new designs every single year. They're collectible pieces, pieces of art, or everyday carry pocket knives. Really good stuff. Finch Knife Company, a great Kansas City company. Online at finchknifeco.com. Lee Sterling is here with the picks. Let's do it for the NFL weekend. Hit it!
Window World, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs, presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues online at windowskansascity.com.
He is, of course, the Sultan of South Beach. He is Lee Sterling of ParamountSports.com, and he's had another terrific season for so many listeners of the podcast and patrons. A big, big year again on Thursday nights. Amazing for our patrons. Lee's time with us seems like it's waning, although we have a great time before the Super Bowl with all the props and such. You can get those now on all these games as well. So there's all kinds of action and stuff going on out there. Hello, Mr. Sterling. How are you, buddy?
I'm good. And I think they got the right 18th. There were some teams that were certainly pretenders. I mean, like Pittsburgh and Philadelphia. Most years, they would not have made the playoffs. I mean, I like it that there's more games, but when you have that extra wild card games go from 4 to 6 games, you're going to get some frauds out there, and the frauds got exposed. Would you agree?
Yes, I would, and I had an exceptional weekend, and I told a buddy of mine, I think you've met Cato. I'm not sure. I know you know Tony and Dwayne and some of these guys. I think you met Cato once. He said, it went crazy on Sunday. I was doing some live betting, and I hit those, and sometimes you're lucky. I wound up hitting – you know, in the fourth quarter of the game Sunday night, Pittsburgh plus 21.5 and the Chiefs minus 20.5. I actually hit them both, which is ridiculous. But there was like 6 minutes to go, and I'm like, I don't think either team's going to score. And the line would flip depending on who has the ball. I said, the Chiefs aren't going to score. I think this thing is over. And so, you know, there's luck to everything. But I did it, and he said, well, what did you do this weekend? I said, I didn't bet on anybody. I took the Chiefs, but I didn't take the Chiefs, Lee. I was betting against Pittsburgh. They suck. They're terrible. Right. I was like, they're not going to score. They're awful. I'm going to take the Chiefs, but I'm not really betting on the Chiefs to do anything. I'm betting that Pittsburgh sucks, and I think a lot of people did that.
And Big Ben is limited now. Yeah. Then on top of that, his offensive line was horrific. So it wasn't quite as bad as when Dan – do you remember Dan Marino's last game in NFL?
No.
Okay, so the week before they had beaten – like. Pittsburgh had beaten Baltimore to get in the playoffs by a field goal in overtime. They had beaten Seattle in Seattle in a wild card game. They had to go to Jacksonville. They lost 62-7. It was 24-27 nothing, believe it or not, before Dan Marino completed a pass. So it was bad. And in a way, it's kind of sad to see him go out that way. Now, it wasn't like it was 42-0, so they scored a couple touchdowns, but I mean, at one point, early in third quarter, I mean, it was disgraceful. It was 35-7, mid to late third quarter, 35-7, and the only touchdown that Pittsburgh scored was on a defensive score. So they just the receivers drop balls, their offensive line's terrible, except for the young running back Harris. Not much to like with that Pittsburgh offense, and the defense was scary bad too. The front seven. When was the last time you saw a Pittsburgh team? They just got manhandled the whole year.
Yeah, they weren't good. I credit Mike Tomlin. I think he's one of the better coaches in the league, and he's certainly a Hall of Famer. having won the Super Bowl. I think Mike Tomlin's a Hall of Famer. I give him a lot of credit for finding a way, and I know it was a miracle the last week of the season just for getting in, but you could kind of see all week long, you know, this team doesn't belong in the playoffs. I thought the Chargers and Colts would have both been better playoff teams. I think maybe New Orleans, if they'd somehow snuck in and played the Bucs last week, we might have had some drama. I mean, there could have been some cool things out there. It just didn't line up that way.
No, it happens sometimes. So I think they got the top eight teams here, and this should be fun.
I think they do. No doubt about it. All right, so if people are listening and they want to get in on the fun here with the remainder of what's left in football, I know you're also doing college and pro basketball, UFC, and all that great stuff. What do you have going for everybody right now?
So you can get through the Super Bowl, 197. And we have a special, all four sports through the end of the month, $150. So we've been rolling in hockey, college basketball, and the NBA. And there's a couple UFC cards. We've got two cards coming up this Saturday. Following Saturday, this one's a pay-per-view. We've been on a roll there. And you get all the football selections. All four sports, $150, ParamountSports.com.
That is awesome. All right, let's start in the NFL. Let's take the early games each day, and we'll start there. On Saturday at 3:30 Kansas City time, it's the Bengals at the Titans. Titans are a 3.5-point favorite here.
So I don't know if you saw this stat, but I think this bears out one of the reasons why I'm going to take this Tennessee team here. So Vrabel and his coaching staff, when they have extra time to prepare for a game, 8-0, that's right, 8-0 straight up and against the spread, and have covered the spread by 19.8 points per game. So, you know, could be like an extra time where they have a Thursday and then they play the following Sunday. Could be a bye week. But when he has extra time, his coaching staff's doing right. He's probably preparing his team here in the right way. So they're going to be tough. I think that with their two receivers back, I think they're going to be able to exploit the Cincinnati Bengals cornerbacks. And I think Cincinnati's the best team in that division. I think they're going to be a tough out for years to come with Joe Burrow. I love Joe Burrow, but I don't think his offensive line's there. And I think that with Tennessee, early in the year, they were playing a lot of man coverage, and they got burned, not doing it the last five or six games. So I like Tennessee, my strongest game of the weekend. I think Tennessee wins this game something like 30-13.
Oh, big stuff there. Yep. Okay, the Rams on the road at the Bucs. Tampa is laying 3 in this one. The Rams look pretty good Monday night.
They did, and you can't make a living going against Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, or Nick Saban. I went against Nick Saban for the national championship game, thought that this was not one of his better teams, thought this Georgia team was special. They didn't play real well for three quarters, but put it all together in the last quarter. I think that Tampa Bay here is going to come up against the ultimate defense. And I think sometimes it's not just talent, the way you match up. I think they're going to put Jalen Ramsey on Mike Evans and do that. I think it's going to limit him there. And Gronk is great, but I don't think Gronk alone can beat this Rams team. So I don't love back Matthew Stafford, but I think they're begging you to play Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay, the Super Bowl winning team, 3 at home, I think it's a trap. So I'm going to take the Rams here. I think they pull off the stunner of the weekend. I think they win this game something like 28-24.
Okay, I like that. I have this gut feeling that a couple of road teams are going to win. I think these teams that are playing now are so even. I'm a little bit odd, dude. Maybe it's because I've watched the Chiefs lose at home in the playoffs a bunch. I don't know. But I feel like as the better teams continue moving, that the cream rises, doesn't matter where they're playing. Like, if the Chiefs were really better than everybody in the AFC, it wouldn't bother me at all that they're playing at home and then going to Tennessee. But I don't see them as really better than these other teams. So I was just thinking, I mean, this is lazy. I'm a lazy player sometimes. You know this about me. I'm thinking about taking the points in all four of them, just saying, you know what? I think a couple of the road teams are going to win. Is that crazy?
Okay, I think I might have even a better way to attack these two nightcaps.
All right.
The two nightcaps are going to be fun. I mean, this is what we're waiting for. So Green Bay against San Francisco. Aaron Rodgers, I think, is the best cold weather quarterback I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely.
Never seen anyone in cold weather or in snow or rain throw like he does. It's like scary. He's almost better or as good as he is in great weather. So you can't go against Green Bay, but I think 6 points is a lot. So I can't buy in, you know, to Jimmy G winning the game, but You know, they won the first game, Green Bay, by a late field goal when they played San Francisco earlier in the year. And they sometimes squander leads. I'm not all sold on their defense. So why not do a two-team six-point teaser, take them from 6 points down to a pick 'em? All they got to do is win the game. I think that's half of the teaser there. And I think the other half is take Buffalo from 2 and take them up to 8 and take the 8 points.
Yeah.
I think that that game's coming down to whoever has the ball last, and either they're going to score or they're going to get stopped, or a team's going to score with 30 seconds to go and the other team just runs out of time. I mean, Josh Allen, what he did last week, and New England was not the same team. That was my biggest play of the week. I loved Buffalo. But to score 7 straight touchdowns on 7 straight drives start the game just tells you how good he is running and also throwing the football. And their defense getting a little bit healthier. I think Kansas City has the edge with their receivers if they can get them one-on-one on some cornerbacks there for Buffalo since they lost White. So that's a little bit of an edge. But, you know, they got some guys, got some linebackers that are tackling in space pretty well right now. So take that 2 points and move it up to 8. Two-team six-point teaser. Green Bay, pick them, and Buffalo plus 8 points.
All right, so everybody knows, and I don't do this very often. Again, my buddy Cato does this all the time. You can move 2 lines, 6 points, either direction, and then if you hit both games with that new line, it pays even money.
Right. You can't split. You split, yeah. You lose. You end up on a tie, you lose.
Got so, both.
I think that's the best way. And the key numbers in the NFL, I don't ever. I mean, there's some people that do it. If you do it in the long run in college football, you're going to get stung because the scores are higher. But there's 4 key numbers. And the key numbers are 3-4, where games fall on, 6 and 7. And both games, you're taking them past 3 or 4 of those numbers. So I think it's the smarter way to attack those games.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, I see exactly what you're saying. And in the 6-point Packer spread, you're just taking away. You're saying the Packers just have to win. The Packers just have to win the game and
just have to win. They win by one.
That's it.
Can't end in a tie.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Right.
Okay, we got a lot of college basketball fans, Lee, and KU and K-State play this weekend. K-State's actually won a couple games in a row. KU looks like their Final Four caliber. Missouri got a big win at Ole Miss this week. If they want to get in on some college basketball action because they're running out of football games to play, just tell me about your basketball package. How many college basketball games do you do, and how often are you either in the SEC or the Big 12?
Probably about 12 to 14 college games a week.
Okay.
And this is the time where we've got a lot of data on these teams. It's not like COVID last year. It was a crazy year last year. You know, teams were playing with very few fans or no fans at all. So I think we're with that coming back with fans in the stands makes it a little bit easier. They want to get the season through the March Madness, 497. That also includes NBA. And the NBA this year is wide open. It's not like there's one team that's going to win it. You know, in the West, you got Golden State, Phoenix, fun teams. In the East, you know, you got Brooklyn, you got Philadelphia, you got Miami. The list goes on. There's probably 5 or 6 teams in the East that Chicago's good this year. Milwaukee again. So everything 497. So just check out all the specials, ParamountSports.com.
And Joel Embiid could be the MVP. He dropped 50 last night. Did I see that? He scored 50 points in a game?
I think he got to be on a top 3 team
in
your conference. I don't think they're going to finish top 3. I do think they're going to finally trade Ben Simmons. So some talk that they're going to trade him out to Sacramento. And I think it would be good for both teams. Sacramento has a history of losing. And I think they bring him and a couple other good players, make them competitive. Because I think there's really only 2 real good teams out west. I think they could finally make the playoffs. And bring some good players to Philadelphia. They need the right mix around him. Joel Embiid is unguardable. I see him when he comes here to Miami, and Bam Adebayo is great. He's a top 4, top 5 center in the league. Can't guard him.
Wow. You know, my wife is a huge Kansas basketball fan, and I judge all Kansas fans through the lens of my marriage to her, which is probably unfair to Kansas basketball fans, but she's pretty typical. You know, they pick a player every year that they just hate. I mean, it happens all the time, and they just hate him. And Joel Embiid used to be that guy. I'm like, well, he's just the best player in the NBA. Of course, Kansas fans hated him when he was in Lawrence. And there was no explaining it. He would get injured and miss some time, and they just complain about him, and he shouldn't be on the roster and this and that. Come on. Now it's this David McCormick, who the other night had 19 points and 15 rebounds in a college game. And they hate him. They hate the guy. I'm like, what? How is this? They always hate their big guys. I don't even understand it. It's beyond me. Nobody
the
else.
Thing is, when you're that big, I mean, you're just susceptible. You take a beating inside.
Yeah.
And when you're that good, I mean, like LeBron, it's amazing LeBron didn't get more hurt the way he used to drive to the basket. But Joel Embiid takes a beatdown on a nightly basis. And they're not meant. These guys aren't sprinters. You know, they're right. They're not like point guards where they can run up down. I don't think they're meant for going up and down the court. So that's why they're more susceptible to injuries. So.
I'm going to remind her. I'm going to tell her later when I see her, she gets home. I'm going to say, Embiid went for 50. Remember how you used to hate him? Stop hating on David McCormick. He's a fine.
Right.
He's not a fine. Huggins said the other night, that's a first-round draft pick. I mean, Kansas fans don't like the guy. I'm like, come on. You got a great player that nobody else has. Enjoy it.
Just they're spoiled.
There's a compliment in all this, honestly. There really is. It's just the way it is. So, Lee, great stuff, man. We're having a real fun season. If the Chiefs lose, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks before the Super Bowl. If they win, we'll have some fun again next week. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
All right, brother, Kevin. You take care. Thank you very much. He is Lee Sterling. He is the Sultan of South Beach. His website is ParamountSports.com, and he's offering up the rest of the football season through the Super Bowl and all the props for $197. You heard his offer there for college basketball the rest of the way. These may or may not have been any of his service picks this weekend. We just have a little fun with it. He combined the two up and did the teaser. Not sure what he'll do with those games. We'll see exactly what it is that he does with all of his picks this weekend, but you got to subscribe to the service to find out which ones he's on. And what his advice is for what you should be doing if you like to play these games against your buddy or if you have a service, wherever you do it. It's pretty much legal everywhere now. They haven't passed the laws in Kansas and Missouri, but a lot of people are on Bovada and things like that and doing it. Or, you know, if you got a man who takes your plays, that doesn't seem to be against the law anymore as the federal government has ruled that it is legal. How could they possibly come after you now after the federal government has basically legalized or cleared the path to make sports gambling legal nationwide? Lee Sterling's appearance brought to you by Window World, simply the best for less. Here's the deal. I mentioned on the other podcast, I had lunch with John Gillette yesterday. He's a great guy. And they're going to be at the Johnson County Home and Garden Show this weekend. I know a lot of you will be heading out there on Friday or Saturday or maybe early Sunday before some of the things start. If you are, swing by the booth and say hi. Ask for John. Just say, hey, man, we appreciate you sponsoring, and you're a good dude. Kevin's been talking about you for a long time. Ask for John at the Window World booth at the Johnson County Home and Garden Show this weekend. They will be there. While you're there, you can check out, if you're in the market, doors, siding, or, of course, great windows from Window World. Simply the best for less. Lifetime warranty anywhere in Kansas or Missouri, parts of Iowa, all over the Midwest. They'll come to you. They'll do a free estimate and analysis of what you may or may not need, and you're going to love the professionalism of their installation. World-class service, the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. It's Window World, simply the best or less. We're going to keep up with the bonus podcast. Keep playing them in order, baby. Let's keep going as we go. I got Kevin Harlan coming on the podcast this week. Stay tuned for all that. We're going to get that done as well and talk a little more playoff football right here on Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.